This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Nellie listening in Maryland. Hi, Nellie.
Hi. I have this question coming from Genesis chapter 3. We just started reading again the Bible through, and Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where it says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman," and so on. And I read your references in Romans and Revelations, but in context, I just kind of don't understand it.
Well, it's in seed form, and that seed continues to germinate throughout the scripture. In other words, the picture takes on more and more form as you go through the Bible. But this is what's called the proto-evangel. And here we have already in Genesis, right after the fall, a picture of restoration. Eve is deceived. The man eats the apple along with the woman, or the fruit. We're not told it's an apple, but eats from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And as a result, they fall into lives of perpetual sin, terminated by death. Well, here's what happens. The serpent who deceives them, or the devil, this is, of course, not intended to say what Satan looks like, but rather what Satan is like, the serpent deceives them. As a result, he is cursed, and he'll crawl all the days of his life. He'll eat dust. In other words, he is thrown from his lofty position to the dust of the earth. And now we have, in the picture, in the metaphor, we have the picture of enmity between you and the woman. In other words, between the deceiver and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He will crush your head, but you will strike his heel. Well, the Savior is going to crush the head of the serpent. Well, what does that mean? In the metaphor, he destroys the principalities and powers of darkness by triumphing over them through the power of the cross. That's what I'm saying. The seed, what we see in seed form here, germinates in the rest of Scripture. So we see that Christ does not step on the head of a snake, but he defeats the power of the evil one.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.